Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q1 FY25 Result Conference Call of Man Industries India Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Dr. Ramesh Mansukhani, Chairman, Nikhil Mansukhani, Managing Director, Sanjay Kumar Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, and Rahul Rawat, Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY25 Earnings Conference Call for Man Industries. We have with us today Mr. Nikhil Mansukhani, the Managing Director, Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, the CFO, and Mr. Kamal Dua, the Strategy Head. I will now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. So over to you, Mr. Agarwal. You can take the call.
Thank you, Mr. Harshal. Good evening to all the shareholders and the investors. For the first quarter of FY25, the company has reported a standalone revenue of rupees 731.9 crores, a growth of 58% on year-on-year basis, consolidated revenue of rupees 748.7 crores, a growth of 53% on year-on-year basis, with a standalone EBITDA of rupees 61.8 crore, 22% growth on year-on-year, and consolidated EBITDA of rupees 57.9 crores, growth of 15% on year-on-year. Standalone PAT, 133% year-on-year growth, and consolidated PAT stood at 19.1 crore, growth of 70% on year-on-year. The company reported EBITDA and PAT are quite strong on a year-on-year basis. Still, we expect further stronger and more sustainable operating and net profit margin going forward. The company envisages sustainable margin going forward on ramp-up of ERW mill and value-added products like API pipes, whose production was delayed due to certification and approval process and has got started in March 2024. However, we are quite excited about our ERW operations that the company is getting good response from government projects. The company is at healthy API orders from various PSUs. The unexecuted order book position as of today stands at approximately rupees 4,000 crores to be executed within the next 6 to 12 months' time. The company has a sound financial health with net cash position of rupees 174 crores as of March 31st, 2024. Man Industries India Limited is happy to announce its expansion plan of setting up a new plant at Dammam, Saudi Arabia, with an approximate cost of rupees 600 crores. This plant will include line pipe manufacturing and a coating facility, which will cater to Saudi Arabia's growing demand. On the operation front, recently, we have announced an additional prestigious order worth rupees 1,850 crores to be executed in the next 12 to 18 months. Further, we envisage a strong order book for the coming quarters and are hopeful for strong performance going forward as well. Having said that, our ERW mill has successfully received the API certificate. These pipes are usually required for the oil and gas industry, which has a higher margin as well. Although we have started our ERW mill in March 24, and we are quite hopeful that the current financial year will be sustainable year for our ERW segment. Your company is aggressively heading towards its expansion plans for both line pipe and stainless steel tubes, which are very much on track. And we believe we can fulfill our commitment towards all our stakeholders. Thank you. We should now open the quorum for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gagandeep from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead. So
hello.
You're unmuted. Yes, you can go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, this is Dhawan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. So my question is on the projected capacity by FY26. So I think in this presentation, I think we have shown that by F26 we will be having the 225,000 capacity of ERW versus the last quarter presentation, it was showing roughly 275,000 tons. So why there is a reduction of roughly 50,000 tons in ERW?
25,000 tons in ERW.
So this quarter presentation is showing 225,000 tons of ERW capacity by FY26.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last quarter presentation, it was showing roughly 275,000 tons.
So Gagan, there might be some clerical error. We will get back to you on that.
Okay. Okay. Second thing is about the margins. And the Saudi Arabia capacity. So this 600 crore of capex in Saudi Arabia would give you how much tonnage of capacity, and this will be into ELSO, ETSO, if you can share thoughts on this.
Yeah, this would be an approximate capacity of 400,000 tons.
4 lakh tons.
Yeah, 4 lakh ton capacity hogi. And the top line capability would be around 3,000 to 4,000 crores.
And this is into ELSO and ETSO, or how is it?
It will be both. The phase one is currently spiral and coating, all types of coating, and then it would be ELSO as well.
Okay, okay. And during this quarter, I think in the last two quarters also, you know, we were mentioning that the execution is majorly from the water side of the business. And that's why, you know, the operating margins excluding other income was lower. But I think the situation is also the same during this quarter as well, even though, you know, 70-80% of the order book comes from the oil and gas.
Yeah. So this quarter, again, there are two important things. The majority, more than 80%, has been domestic orders. There have not been any exports, major exports. And the second thing is the ERW orders, which we've just got recently, post-March, the execution was going on. And the yield percentage in ERW initially set up was quite low. And now since that we've cured those issues initially when we started the plant, so there was a yield issue. So that is why there was a slight effect and dip in the EBITDA. But going forward quarters, it will be much, much better. And we would be hitting the mark, what we expect, or more than that for this year as well.
Okay, and can you share, you know, the order book breakup between domestic and exports, this 4,000 odd crore, and the similarly for the segment wise, how much would be for water, oil and gas and ERW?
So around 80% is exports, 20% is domestic going forward. And ERW would be probably 10% of for this year for the total order book. 10 to 12%.
400 odd crore order book is from the ERW, and there is 3600 crore would be split between how much from the oil and gas and water?
80% oil and gas, 20% water.
Out of 3600 crore. Okay. Okay. And how would be the execution of this 4000 crore? You mentioned that it will be executed within 6 to 12 months. And in the first quarter itself, I think we did revenues of roughly 750-800 odd crore. So would it fair to assume that this year we'll end up at least of 4000 crore kind of a top line number?
It is fair to assume, Gagan, that's our target as well. But give or take from last year, we would be at a growth around 20-25%.
Sure. And I think in last quarter, I think we mentioned that that amount from the real estate side will be received. In the last quarter, I think it was mentioned that in the first quarter con call itself, we'll receive that amount before that call.
The Merino shelters, the monies will come in soon. In principle, the transaction is at the final level and of signing. And once it is done, it would be announced very soon.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Gagandeep, Envis Analyst Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yeah, you're audible.
Good evening, sir. My first question is, could you provide margin and revenue projection for financial 25?
Pardon? Can you repeat, Gagan?
Could you provide margins and revenue projections for financial year 25?
So the EBITDA margin you can consider at around approximately 10% for this year, and the top line would be approximately 20% growth from last year.
Yes, sir. Sir, my second question is, could you elaborate the demand outlook for the upcoming quarters? Are there any specific trends or factors that you believe will significantly impact your sales and market demand?
The demand outlook is quite strong. Overall, we are seeing for the next 24 to 36 months, because we are bidding, most of the projects are long term. And so the oil and gas outlook is quite strong as of now, internationally as well as domestically. Domestically, ERW is looking better than the other orders, but we've got a lot of inquiries and got recent orders of ERW from government authorities. Internationally, we are, like I said, we are bidding almost around now 10,000 plus crore book, bid book is there. And that is quite robust, and quite a lot of large orders are in closure in this year itself, which would then come into the production once we get it, would be next year. So the overall outlook is quite positive for oil and gas. And also we've got certain inquiries for hydrogen, which we are qualified now, in which we are small inquiries, but it is a start. So we are already started to bid for that as well. So which would be another line of business which would be coming sooner or later for us.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's from my side.
Thank you very much. Person who wish to ask question may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding our ERW capex. So we are planning to expand 100,000 ton per annum capacity for ERW. So what would be the capex for this expansion, and when could we assume this plant to be commissioned?
The ERW capex, Pradeep, has already been completed and it's under operation.
Yeah. So I'm talking about the expansion that we have like shown in our presentation. So currently we have a capacity of 175,000 ton per annum. and we are expecting this capacity to be 275,000. So I was just asking for that additional capacity.
Pradeep, we will get back to you that I think there has been some clerical error on that, so we will get back to you on that. Like we said in the first thing, we will get back on that particular thing.
Okay, sure. And I missed the revenue potential for the Saudi Arabia line pipe facility. So can you repeat that?
So Saudi Arabia, the potential would be between 3,000-4,000 crore of top line. The CapEx layout is approximately 600 crore. The completion time period is 12 months.
So, our current line pipe facility can make 1,000,000 ton per annum of line pipes. So, drawing inference to that, so our current facility should yield up to 8,000 crore-10,000 crore of top line. So am I missing something here?
No, no, you're correct. This is a theoretical capacity, 1,000,000 tons. Normally, with the thickness and size of the pipe, the production level changes. So at any given point of time, though theoretically we can say we can make 1 million, but practically it is not possible. And number two is when we bid for orders, different size, different orders, different thicknesses come in at different times. So that's why the utilization is not between 50%-60%. In Saudi, the difference is the single diameter, large diameter pipes, you get single orders in which you can run those orders for a longer period of time. That's why you get a bigger tonnage and a higher tonnage. And that's why the turnover. India itself is also capable between 4,000-6,000 crores of turnover, but you don't get those kind of pipelines anymore, which is 200-300 kilometer single size, single diameter to, you know, manufacture. That's why.
Yeah. So what kind of utilization can we expect from Saudi facility and Indian facility for line pipes?
Currently, Saudi facilities, whichever are there, are coincidentally right now running at 100%. We are anticipating between 70%-80% utilization in Saudi.
For Indian capacity?
Indian capacity is, currently we have plus of 60%. So we are looking and we are going aggressive on our bids accordingly so that we can keep it up around that %.
Yeah. And for the ERW facility, how much of utilization can we expect for this year?
This year, we are looking at a utilization of around 40%, because with all the teething issues and everything, last year we didn't do anything, so we are looking at 40%. And from next year, I think we would be plus of 60%-70% of utilization at least.
Okay. And we received some big orders this quarter, so is there any scope of revision for our guidance that we gave earlier?
I think our guidance is quite pretty aggressive. 20-25% growth we've been doing last year also. We did a 40% growth from 2,100 to 3,100 crores. And this year also, we are looking at 3,600-3,800. We rather keep this conservative approach and overachieve, which would be better for the company and shareholders.
Yeah, yeah, great. And thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is on in line the order book that we have. So if I understand it right, we have got a 4,000 crore order book as on quarter one FY 2025 end. So wanted to understand what is the estimated order inflow that we are seeing for this financial year?
See, order estimated inflow, we have a lot of bids in pipeline, Vignesh. So I can't give you an exact this, but around 20%, 25% is the normal strike rate of the orders which we are bidding worldwide, India, everywhere. And basically, the orders which anyways, which we are bidding now, will come into context and come into production not before January, February or March. So that would get rolled over into the mostly probably last quarter of this year or start of next year itself. So it's like a process. Every bid we are doing, continuous orders are coming and we are continuously executing. And that's why it's called a bid pipeline. So we keep bidding around 8,000-10,000 crore bids are online bids are already in process right now also.
So what is our bid book now? I mean, domestically and international.
Our current order book, 20% is domestic, 80% is international.
No, no. I mean, our bid book, not our order book.
Also similar for now. Because the internationally there are far more orders right now, so bid book is also almost at the same range.
Okay, and the value wise?
Value wise between 8,000 to 10,000 crores.
Okay, 8,000 to 10,000 crores. Okay. Just to get an idea, a perspective of like compared to domestic versus international. Let's say a tender gets floated, what is the normal timeline to understand by when the conclusion, who is the L1, who is, to just to understand the entire process, how much time does it take from floating a tender?
If in India, if a GAIL is to remove an order and go through its process of evaluation and technical evaluation and then finally price tender, the entire process comes between 3 to 6 months. And internationally is pretty much similar. Sometimes internationally maybe even a little bit longer because of the sheer size of the project. But give or take, more or less standardized when we see is 3 to 6 months.
Right. Okay. This is last question from my side. So we paid tax around 27% last year, and quarter one is already 31%. So what is our standard tax rate expected for FY25?
The standard tax rate is 25.17% only. We are into the new tax regime. Sometimes due to the capex, this deferred tax liabilities are getting created. So that's why it is the effective tax rate is getting sometimes higher or lower. Otherwise, our income tax rate is effective is 25.17, which is the new tax regime.
Okay, we have shifted to the new tax regime.
Yes, yes, we are into the new tax regime.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's all from my side, sir, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Prithvi Finmart Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is related to our Saudi expansion, where we are doing the capex of 600 crores. So I think this capex is related to our LSO pipe and SO pipe, correct?
Correct.
So I think currently we already have the 10 lakh metric ton of capacity, which is in India, okay, right now. And when I look at your presentation, it's saying that our increase of proposed capacity would be the same. So how much capacity would come with this capex?
Approximately the capacity would be 300,000 to 400,000 tons.
Okay. So this will be incremental to our 10 lakh metric ton capacity.
Yes.
Okay. And so how much turnover we can expect with the full capacity or asset turn, if you can tell me.
Yes.
Hello.
3,000 to 4,000 crores of turnover can be expected.
And what the rationale behind putting the capacity in this location?
The reason is there are a lot of bids which we are putting in Saudi, but unfortunately because of the duty, we are not able to supply any line pipe over there, as well as the shipping cost, which has gone off the roof recently, is also creating a problem of us, you know, giving any quantity. And there are large, you know, because Saudi inherently is not having any river linkage or anything, so they don't have water. The transmission of water from east or west going into the country is a large transmission. So we are missing out on this business. So to capture that particular business, we are going there.
Okay, sir. Sir, just for further clarification, so our incremental capacity would be around 14 lakh metric ton post that post this capacity, correct?
Till 1.4 million, yes, theoretically.
Okay, okay, yes. That's fine. And how it will be funded?
Approximately 400 crore will be funded through the debt and 200 crore from the internal accruals or by the company.
And margin profile would be the same or what we are doing in the India business?
We are expecting better margin profile in Saudi.
Okay, and what's about the stainless pipe capex, what we are doing and when it is expected to come?
So stainless steel capex is ongoing. Second quarter of next year is we are looking at operations, and so it is going well.
So we can expect what the asset turn for this capacity?
Sorry?
What could be the asset turn and how or what revenue we can expect from this?
So the revenue on the peak revenue which it can achieve is between 900 to 1100 crores.
Okay.
EBITDA margin is because it's a more premium product, so the EBITDA margin is between 18 to 22%.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's from my end. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So my question was regarding the bid book. So our current bid book is close to 8,000 to 10,000 crore rupees. So what would be our bid book in the last quarter and in the last year?
Pradeep, I can't tell you offhand what is the bid book of last year. We keep bidding, bids keep getting changed. Normally, bid book lies between 8 to 15,000 crores, depending how many orders worldwide are coming. And a lot of those bids also get re-tendered because it's just a preliminary budgetary bid from oil and gas companies. So it's quite robust, to be honest. So I can't pinpoint right now and tell you offhand what was it last year, but it's like I said, it's always an ongoing process. At any given point of time, the bid book is between, you know, 7,000-8,000 crores to almost 15,000 crores. Also, there was a time which it was.
Yeah, understood. And given that we are at the lower end of bid book, like 8,000 to 10,000 crores, so is it normal or is it like we are seeing a slowness in demand?
Nahin, aisa nahin hai. Kya hota hai Pradeep, ke serious bids kitni hai, wo important hai. 50,000 crore ki bid book bana do aur usme se 40,000 crore ki bids are not serious, it becomes pointless. What we are seeing recently are that the bids which are going on, ongoing bids, are quite serious bids and they are some of them at closure levels. So actually it is better for the company because when the bids are, though it's a shorter time period bid, but closer is faster. It's always better for the company because we can plan our production and our mill capacity filling accordingly. So we don't feel that it's at the lower side. It's where it is supposed to be. But the good part is that the bids which are going on right now, all of them are serious level bids, and some of them we expect it to get completed in the next quarter itself.
Yeah, understood. And the next question is regarding the ERW pipe margin. So in our current order book, which we have of close to 400 crore rupees, so what would be the margin on those orders?
Currently, the ERW margin is between 6 to 7% EBITDA.
6 to 7%, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up, sir. So my question is on the ERW revenues during this quarter. If you can share the number, what was the revenue from ERW?
Okay, so we will share it with you, Dhavan, separately. One second. Approximately 50 crores, Dhavan.
Okay, and there was EBITDA loss of how much during this quarter?
There was a EBITDA loss. One second.
The loss of this quarter EBITDA loss year on year basis of close to 2%.
2%, Dhawan.
But as compared to March, it is almost flat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mota moti 1 crore EBITDA loss.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, but still, you know, the base business margin is still lower. If I adjust this loss, okay, then also I think the base business margin is roughly 5.3%.
We started this ERW business in March only 24. So it is principally the first quarter, there was some yield problems because the yield is for ERW.
Excluding ERW.
Yeah.
Total console revenue is 750 odd crore. Out of that, 50 crore from ERW. So if you adjust the ERW, then the base business revenue is roughly 700 odd crore. And the EBITDA, excluding other income, is roughly 38 odd crore. And if you adjust the loss of 1 crore, then 39 crore EBITDA, right? And on that 700 crore revenue, it's roughly 5.5% margin.
Other income is a part of my business only. It's business income. It is not any income getting generated through any other sources. It is coming through the business only. Number one. Number two, like I said, the reason is also that this particular quarter, not only because of the ERW, but also the majority of the orders which we are doing were all domestic. And that is why there was always obviously a margin on the particular quarter.
So why the other income was higher during this quarter? I think there is more of a forex related thing, right, in the other income. And given that the domestic revenue is higher during this quarter, then eventually the other income should be lower, right?
No. Foreign exchange to hamara matlab continuous chalte rehta hai, to usme quarter M2M moving forward hota hai.
We also have the import as well continuous basis, raw material and the payment cycle. So accordingly, the exchange earning we have of close to 14 crore, that is included in the other income.
Okay. And how much is the hedging position right now, and at what rate we have hedged?
Normally we have a natural hedging for most of the imports and exports, and the balance position we do hedge as a forward. Plain vanilla forward contract with the banks. So we are fully hedged as far as our exposure is concerned.
Okay, so apart from natural hedge, there is no extra hedging which we have done.
Is that
correct?
Okay.
Natural hedging, majority of the natural hedging is only there.
Yes, majority is through natural hedging.
Okay. And when this Saudi Arabia plant would commission?
12 months.
So it would be in FY26 only?
FY26, yes.
Okay. And so I think in the presentation we have to update that thing also, right?
Correct. We will send the updated one, yes.
Okay. And how much utilization are we expecting in the first year, FY26, from Saudi?
50%.
How much? 30?
50%.
50%. Okay, so 2 lakh ton you are expecting in F26 only.
I don't know about tonnage exactly, but revenue point of view, between 1500 to 2000 crores is what we are expecting.
Okay, so 1500 to 2000 crores from ERW in Saudi, then you will be having this steel plant, stainless steel, in the next year, wherein how much revenue? We can do 20,000 tons of total capacity, so we can do a volumes of how much?
Next year we are only looking at around 5,000 to 6,000 tons for stainless steel for the first year.
Okay. And here the peak revenue mentioned in steel is how much? 20,000 tons would give you how much revenue?
4.5 lakh rupees ton ka bhav pakad sakte hain.
Okay. So roughly 250 odd crore revenue from steel, then you are saying 1500 crore revenue from Saudi, and then ERW would give you incremental revenue of around 100 crore, right?
ERW would be approximately 500 to 600
crore. Incremental would be 500 to 600 crore.
No, incremental. Total would be 500 to 600 crore.
Next year.
Okay. And this year would be how much from ERW?
It would be around 250 to 300. 300 is something which we will achieve.
Got it. So incremental, you are expecting roughly 2000 crores of incremental revenue over FY25 and FY26, right?
Yeah, more or less.
Sure. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Darshit Pandya from FinInterest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Sir, just one question from my end regarding the 10% EBITDA margin guidance that you have given. So, if we could know that, is it because of the order book that we have right now has a higher margin, or how will we achieve that margin this full year?
The order book which we have now is on the exports are more on the higher margins. So, we are confident to achieve the yearly guidance which we are giving.
All right. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask question may please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
I thank you to all the participants for attending this conference call, and we welcome to all of you in our subsequent next quarter's conference call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.